Welcome back to the Florida Roundup here on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. All right, so earlier this week, Governor Rick Scott was in Wynwood and made the announcement that Wynwood is Zika-free, and he's urging visitors return to the district. Now, even with that announcement, though, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention did lift the travel advisory, but they're still warning pregnant women about the area and, of course, to avoid mosquitoes. Now, since that announcement, I'm wondering, has business gotten better in Wynwood? By the way, as that's happening in Miami Beach, the Zika zone has grown, and this week they announced another local case of Zika has been acquired in Miami Beach. So, again, if you're a business owner in Wynwood, are things getting better? If you're a business owner in Miami Beach, are things getting bad? 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN. Joining me in studio, Albert Garcia is the vice chair of the Wynwood Business Improvement District, or BID. Albert, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Also joining us, Sammy Mack here from WLRN. We've been hearing her voice a lot on this story. Sammy, great to have you.
Thanks for having me back.
All right, so real quickly, Albert, is business getting better?
You know, we are getting there. It has been a rough ride these last 2 months for the community. We've seen declines as much as 50 to 65% down from this same period last year, largely, sadly, attributed to the Zika outbreak. We were the first community in the continental United States to serve as the welcome mat, unfortunately, for Zika. And that, of course, sparked a ton of controversy, anxiety, confusion in the marketplace, and folks felt that they would stay safe if they kept out. And gladly, this past Monday, we had a big announcement. The governor was here in Wynwood to make the proclamation that the CDC, along with the State Department of Health, had finally seen enough evidence to declare that Wynwood was safe.
And Sammy, real quickly, we make sure. So it's safe, but still the CDC is saying to people, be careful.
Yeah. So the governor came and made this announcement, and there were a lot of people who were really excited about it. The CDC, while that was happening, basically sent out their own release that was far less exuberant. And their recommendations kind of functionally haven't changed. At this point, they are saying that, you know, pregnant women should avoid non-essential travel to the county. So they're not specifically saying that about either of the investigation zones that we have going right now. And the recommendations haven't changed in terms of, you know, staying indoors and wearing your bug spray and your long sleeves and your pants and using condoms and all of these other things. So in terms of how people are protecting themselves, those recommendations haven't changed.
All right. So, I mean, so I hear Wynwood is safe. People come back. And yet I'm hearing on the other side, still got to be careful. So I don't know. It almost sounds like mixed messages there. It's what I'm gathering.
Sure. And I think, with fairness to what the CDC said, they also very clear in stating that the travel advisory for the area was lifted. There are no known active transmissions that are non-travel related that have occurred now for over 49 days in Wynwood, which is what, of course, triggered the lifting of the advisory that is now known as the infamous travel box that was superimposed over Wynwood. So that's been removed. But certainly women and those that are, you know, at most risk of what could happen if they were to contract Zika should take precautions wherever they go. Zika is throughout the Miami-Dade County in Florida. It's not just in Miami Beach, not just in Wynwood.
Right.
It's in all communities.
Sammy, did you see that? Did you see, I mean, businesses hurting that much? And I'm wondering also with Miami Beach, people are just now, okay, I'm staying away.
Well, that's what we're starting to hear from businesses. And certainly, you know, we've been hearing that in reporting about cancellations and hurting businesses that aren't getting the volume that they normally would. So, there has been some real impact.
All right. Now, you've shared your story a lot, you know, for the last few weeks. We know so much about you now, Sammy. but you know what? Look, as a pregnant woman, I mean, you hear the governor say that. Automatically, do you think, okay, great, I can go back to Wynwood. I like to eat there. I like to go out there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to be dining al fresco, right? So, but that's, I'm not going to be doing that anywhere, not just in Wynwood, but pretty much anywhere right now. So, I'm still taking precautions, and yeah, it's tough.
So, Albert, when you hear that, I mean, you know, it's okay, it's safe, but you're hearing somebody, a potential customer, who's telling you, I'm not going out.
Well, you know, she didn't say she wasn't coming to Wynwood. She was
just
saying that she was going to take smart, practical advice. But I'll tell her and our listeners that because of all the efforts that have been made in Wynwood over the past 2 months, I'm no health expert. I want to make that clear. But I can certainly tell you we're probably the safest place now in Miami-Dade County because of those efforts. And largely, really, what we're seeing over the last 4 days is a true comeback. I can tell you that Monday after the announcement, that evening at the Wynwood Walls, we started seeing people return of all ages, women that were pregnant, families young and old. And since this past Monday, those numbers are beginning to bounce back. So we're very hopeful that the community, having been resilient throughout this entire ordeal, will get the word out that we're open and we're safe.
Now, you know, this area is used to, it's been a while, but we are used to dealing with, you know, natural disasters and then trying to bounce back. This is very unique, though, compared to getting hit by a hurricane. How has this experience changed the way things are done on the ground in Wynwood between communities, leaders, and businesses? And, you know, this is unique.
Absolutely unique. You don't have property that's been devastated, but you definitely have businesses as far as their income that has been devastated. So while the businesses obviously felt the shock, this is largely a community based with an independent mindset. These businesses are mom and pop. They're not deep corporations that can write off a quarter when hit by a bad season or a bad storm, so to speak. So it's very important for local listeners to understand that the local economy obviously is a large part of what Wynwood needs right now as far as support. We have a big event coming up this Friday, September 30th. It's Wynwood Dine Out. It's being put together in partnership with the Office of the Governor and our county and city mayors and other officials. And we're encouraging all locals to come out and support restaurants,
right,
breweries,
so
and bars.
You say encourage, but I'm wondering, do you have to do anything different in getting the word out, you know, in marketing to people to let them know, to tell them it's past now, come back? I mean, you know, is there something different you have to do?
Sure. I mean, obviously being with you today reaffirms that Wynwood has
been
cleared.
You got to get past
people's base
fears.
And we are definitely doing events. We're promotions. I mean, these businesses also can't be giving away their product for free, unfortunately, because they've been taking a hit over these last two months. But you're certainly seeing them offer promotions, special events, and there's going to be programming over the next several weeks and months to really encourage folks to rediscover the community that they've grown to love and support over all these years. And, you know, we're here and we're back and we're stronger than ever.
All right, real quickly, Sammy Mack, in less than 60 seconds, with Miami Beach, though, my understanding, one more spraying, possibly aerial spraying this weekend, do we know?
One more scheduled this weekend for Saturday, and we don't know yet if there will be more spraying in that new area that has spread sort of north.
Do you hear anything about businesses in Miami Beach and how they're impacted by this? What's happening?
Well, our partners at the Miami Herald, Chibeli Herrera, had a great article today about how there have been cancellations and how some of the businesses have been hit. And it sounds like bookings are down. And so that, it seems like, is definitely tied to the Zika announcement.
All right. Sammy Mack from Health News Florida, reporter here at WLRN. Albert Garcia, vice chair of the Wynwood Business Improvement District bid. Albert, Sammy, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks
for having us back.
And you know what? I'm going to continue this conversation online on Facebook. Find the Florida Roundup. And I want to hear from you if you're one of the businesses in Wynwood or Miami Beach. How has Zika impacted you? Find us there. I'll get that conversation going right after the program. Well, that is the program. I want to thank, that's going to do it for the program. I want to thank all of our folks here that make this happen. The Florida Roundup, produced by Bridget O'Brien and Alicia Zuckerman. Our news director is Terrence Shepard, WLRN's program director, and also running the board today, Peter Meritz. I'm Luis Hernandez. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time.